This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. We are live at day three of SEC Media Days, the only sports talk station in the city. It's been here all 3 days. As I welcome in my co-host, the queen of tofu, and she took the mantle to another level last night of being the first lady of Atlanta baseball, as she was there to the wee hours of the morning with a, what do we call it, a swing-off. He is the most eligible bachelor at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, but you wouldn't know that from his dating app, Abraham Gordon, the most vanilla man in Atlanta radio, Dylon Matthews, who has also the worst wave, and I am he, and he is I, Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. Welcome to another morning here at SEC Media Days, and the smoothest one yet, knock on wood.
The smoothest entrance yet into SEC Media Days. That is correct. You know, when you said it was a swing-off, you know what that reminded me of?
It's a walk-off.
There you go.
How do you not think of that?
In Zoolander, and they're like, it's Billy a walk-off.
Zane, yeah.
It's a walk-off. No, truly, last night at the All-Star Game, we'll get into it in a moment, but I think everyone was a little bit confused when it was tied. Are we going into extra innings? What happens here? But these rules have been in place for quite some time. Today, though, SEC Media Days, it is day three. Like Bo mentioned, we've got a lot going on. It's 6:20 today. We're going to replay some Kirby Smart audio from yesterday. He stopped by with the midday show with Andy and Randy, made some interesting points, so that'll be coming up. We also have several guests stopping by today. Matt Flynn, Greg McElroy, and Tony Barnhart will be stopping by. But look, it's SEC Media Days. Anyone could stop by at any moment. So things could be changing, switch it, change it, rearrange it all day long. Now let's talk about that All-Star game, because it was, what, almost midnight when the National League and the American League were tied. And I was looking at Grant last night. I was like, I think I might have to Uber home because I don't know what's going to happen if they go into extra innings. Like, it's going to be a long night. And then it turned into a swing-off. And I did not know that was a thing, but apparently these rules have been in place for quite some time.
Well, yeah, a few years. And we just haven't seen it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
It was the first time it's ever been executed. And you got to witness history. I'm hard on baseball at times, and Rob Manfred, and then other times I think they do good things. I think the ghost runner, and I'm not alone in this, is the dumbest thing ever in extra innings. Making the bases bigger really didn't affect me one way or the other. I didn't know if it was necessary, but sure, fine, whatever. This is one of the better decisions they've ever made because it makes sense, right? You're taking something that fans love to see, mm-hmm. which is the home run derby, also home runs being hit, mm-hmm. and you're not making guys play extra or ending a game in a tie when you know that people want to go home happy because they want to see a winner one way or the other, and you're giving them theater, entertainment. And that's exactly what all of that delivered last night.
I also just want to explain to people before this becomes a thing, we're going to try and get out in front of this. Last night is an exhibition game. You can end an exhibition game that ultimately has no meaning in a swing-off. Do not start discussing this swing-off nonsense as a way to end regular season games. It is fun. It is enjoyable. It is not baseball. And so I enjoyed it. It was awesome. It was cool. I'm always going to root for the National League as members of the Braves now have an All-Star Game victory under their belts. But we're not going to bring this into the regular season.
What you're trying to say is this isn't the equivalent to a shootout in hockey or soccer.
Yeah,
because it's not.
We don't need this to be part of the regular season. So just don't bring that
up. It's the exception, not the rule.
Unless you can carry one pitcher as a guy that just throws like 100 miles an hour and someone has to hit a home run off him, which also –
that's just regular baseball, though.
But you get like three swings. That's it. And that would take forever, too, because what happened is people – you know, it would just be rough. But no, I'm with you. You're right, Abe. But it was cool to see. And it's also cool to see it happen here because you're not going to go into when the All-Star game should have been here and wasn't. But it was in Atlanta. It was in our city. It was the first time. It was history in our city. And it also saved the National League from a debacle of blowing a game. Whether you believe it, whether it's an exhibition or not, baseball is the one alley that does it right. It's the one exhibition All-Star game that is 100% the stars of the game that all go out there and try, and it's the most like the actual game they play night in and night out.
Yeah, and if you are curious, if you did not stay up to watch the game, Ronald did go 1-for-2 with a strikeout and scored a run in the first inning. Matt Olson did strike out. However, Matt made a really nice play on defense, and we probably would not have had that swing off had he not made that play, because the American League would have scored, and then they would have won. And the National League, like you mentioned, Bo, they did kind of blow a lead. It was 6-0. And then everything started going a little bit crazy, and I was thinking, this looks like some Braves game. But it turned into a really entertaining scenario. It was 4 hours of entertainment, and clearly if you're at the All-Star game, you're a massive fan. So you got just quite a show, and like I mentioned, Grant and I were there last night, and everyone went insane when the swing-off was announced, and they were allowing, like, hey, if you're sitting up on the second deck, come on down, like, you can go down, and all these kids had their gloves, they were ready to catch a home run ball, and never in my life, like I mentioned to you guys this morning, did I think I would be pulling for Kyle Schwarber, but I was very excited to see him get those three home runs on three pitches.
Yeah, eventually named All-Star Game MVP because of it. First one to not do anything in the actual game and then get the credit. What a night for Truist and for Atlanta, though. And I don't even know who to pat on the back for this. I know MLB, just Major League Baseball, gets some credit. I know the people at Truist who work for Truist get some credit. So many really strong things took place last night, and I'm even going to give Dave Roberts some credit with some of the decision-making he made. The Hank Aaron tribute was incredible.
Oh, phenomenal.
Amazing.
The opening musical acts from Zac Brown and Ludacris and Kane, all of that stuff was great. I mean, it was a really perfect night to showcase Atlanta. I think so many people that I know in national media were really impressed by the performances last night. And for Dave Roberts to have the – you know, I don't know if you plan this out. I obviously, there's some awareness. There's some predetermined here. I was at an All-Star watch party with my dad. He holds one from all his friends from way back in the day at high school. And
is this the really same cool group you go through the minor league thing with?
Some of the same people, but mostly different people.
Pretty cool, yeah.
But – Kershaw comes in. He's a legend selection. He's pitching in the second inning after Skeens gets through the first.
And you couldn't hear it. He was commentating, too. He was talking with Smoltz and Joe Davis. It was phenomenal stuff.
But he gets two outs, and they start to pull him. And some of the guys are like, why are they pulling him? I'm like, this is probably his last All-Star game, legend selection. They're pulling him so we can get the ovation. Same thing we saw from Freddie Freeman a couple innings later. The ability to go out into the field, take him, remove him from the game, give him the moment to walk off and get that last ovation from the fans before exiting the field. Props to Dave Roberts for being aware.
Well, I think that I'm starting to think that Fox and Manfred told him to take Freeman out, because the pregame interview where, you know, not Ronald Acuna, not Matt Olson, or maybe even Chris Sale, we interview Freddie Freeman before the game, and then we make it about Atlanta. And it's the typical Freddie was getting emotional, and they were baiting him to be emotional, and
held strong though.
And
he did. Proud of you, Freddie.
His voice cracked a little bit, and look, I get it. It's not fair. And I'll be straight up. I've been hard on Freddie, but it's not fair to Freddie at that point. Like, let the man let the man move on and live. And because every time he does something like that, you know, there's teammates. Like Kershaw was the one that called him out in the very first season. Like, all right, enough. Like, you're here with us now. You're either with us or you're against us. Mm-hmm. And it's just not fair to him to keep bringing it up. It's not fair to the fans in Atlanta either, honestly, I don't think. So we got to relive it every time, you know. But I do think that it was cool that he got the moment. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Wish Ronnie could have got a hit. He got a hit, but I wish he could have got that when he came up to plate the second and he struck out. I was hoping he could have done something with that. But Olsen only got the one at bat and struck out. But that's – he's either – you know, that's kind of
– Two more things that I really enjoyed from last night. Obviously, I assumed Timothy Miller would perform. I didn't know if they would show it nationally. He got a ton of positive reaction last night, obviously. And then in that two-run first inning, Ketel Marte puts one down the line. And I know the Braves fans are aware of what's going on. Ronald Acuna's on first, and that ball hits the corner, and we're like, oh, this dude's scoring from first. We see him do this every third game. He comes from first on a single or a double and scores. But I saw some comments from those around Major League Baseball who – yeah, you hear about Acuna if you're not in Atlanta. You hear about the power and you hear about the fielding. You maybe don't know how pure a runner this guy is. Mm-hmm. And I think there was an ability to showcase that for him. I saw a number of people like, boy, man, look at the wheels on Acuna. He almost caught Ohtani sort of stuff. So a really good showcase for Atlanta, the baseball scene here, Acuna, just kind of all of it. Like it was as successful of an All-Star game as you probably could have hoped for in our city, even including a little bit of a rainstorm right before the game to bring the temperature down. Yeah. And not, I mean, Ali, you were there. It was hot. I get that. But that helped a little bit.
Well, sometimes it helps, right? Sometimes it doesn't.
Well, it didn't heat right back up, I guess.
No, it didn't heat right back up. And because it started a little bit later, you know, 8 o'clock as opposed to 7:15, that did help quite a bit. And I didn't have to take sunglasses or anything. Like, it was comfortable. It's still hot. I mean, you're always going to be drenched in sweat when you go to a baseball game.
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, how was it? I mean, you were there. How was it?
Like, I mean, the energy was unbelievable, and it was, I mean, pretty crowded. I don't know if you know that there are a lot of baseball fans. So
it looked packed. It looked like a packed house.
Absolutely packed. I was sitting next to, I will say, a very obnoxious Yankees fan.
Is there a Yankees fan that's not obnoxious? How was Zeno? Did he wear sleeves?
You know, I knew someone was going to make that comment when I sat next to an obnoxious Yankees fan. Just hooting and hollering the whole time. Having a great time. He paid his money. He can do it. That is perfectly fine. But with the Hank Aaron tribute, coolest moment was that happened, right? And then they lit up where he hit that home run ball right in front of Grant and I, like right in front of us. We were in the second row out in left field. So like that lit up and it was like, whoa, that's exactly where it was. Just, you know, you got the chills.
Freeze frame it, enhance. I can spot you.
I got to ask you how, when the swing off happened, I know that Grant understood it, but like, did they explain it in the stadium to a way that the fans kind of knew what was going on?
They explained it. They got on the PA, explained it. They invited people to come down and be closer to the action.
Okay, cool.
Because a lot of people had left at that point when it was 6-0. Like, a lot of people had already gone and taken off and didn't realize what was going to be happening in later innings. So it was just a rush of energy, and we'll continue to talk about this throughout the show because dates for you that we'll talk about later within Truist. But coming up next, we're going to switch back over to SEC Media Days. Kirby Smart stopped by the midday show with Andy and Randy with them. We'll play some of that back next. It is the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, we are the Morning Shift, and we are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. You've got Bo to my right. Abe Gordon is to my left. He's in for Mike Johnson today. Myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan is keeping us on air back at the station. And we've been having guest after guest stopping by Sports Radio 92.9 The Game for SEC Media Days. Yesterday, Kirby Smart stopped by the midday show with Andy and Randy. We want to play some of that audio back for you because there was a really interesting conversation. So let's kick it off where Randy asked Coach Smart about retaining players and if he believes that's the most important thing in college football right now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's hard to be on that other side because what happens to kids if, you know, if they get to the third, fourth year, they're not starting or playing, they're gone. And right. That's just kind of the way of the world. I mean, it is what it is. There's no wait around and go play now. It's if I'm not playing, I'm gone. So you got to get those young guys ready faster than ever before. I mean, it's always that way, but you felt like back in the day, it was like, okay, well, I'll wait my turn. Now right. There's no wait turn. It's like I got to get on the field.
Yeah, I mean, you just used a phrase that we use a lot when talking about various conversations in this era of college football, which is, it is what it is. Maybe you don't like it, but you can argue with it if you want. It's not changing. From your perspective, and your motto is the standard is the standard, what's the hardest change that you've had to accept?
I feel like the hardest change is not the money at all. The money I'm great with. It's the transient. It's the ability to move twice when things get hard. Like I find that not easy to handle because I'm trying to accumulate a team and make the best team I can possibly have. And if a kid can move one time a year, that's great. When they move twice a year, it makes it where you never have a team. Like you never have a core. So I'm not, you know, that's probably the hardest part to navigate. If you could take that out and say, okay, you move once and I got my team the rest of the time, I'm good. Give me the soldiers that want to be here and go play. Let's go do it.
Kirby, how was this team? Because every year I remember when the national championship team said, well, no, that team won it, not you guys, all these different things. So every year is a different team. What is it about, and I know it's still early and you got camp and everything like you were saying, what have you learned about this team right now that is currently constructed getting ready for the season?
bunch of hungry dudes, man, because they feel like they haven't accomplished anything. There's a lot of them that haven't started before. So it's like, okay, I played, but I hadn't started. Okay, I played, but I hadn't started. I feel like last year it was a lot of returning starters. And some of them, you know, say what you want. When you're a starter, you get comfortable sometimes. Right. These guys are not comfortable. They're kind of like, okay, how am I going to leave my mark? This is my year. So it seems a little more energy, a little more enthusiasm as they're it's new to them, but they also haven't been in those moments, those big moments and those tough games.
Georgia head football coach Kirby Smart joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Talked about the player movement and not having maybe third and fourth year guys. One thing you do have from a continuity standpoint is the same coaching staff.
Yes.
And that's actually true across the league. Like, it's all the same head coaches, a lot of the same coordinators.
Hey, bro, you can't fire nobody when you're paying these players.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. That's what I was going to ask you if you had a theory about what
that's administrators about. Slowed all that firing down, boy. They saw them contracts, and they said, ooh, ooh. That's the one thing. No, you ain't heard one coach complain about that. So your coaches are like, you know what? I'm good, man. They can't fire me. They got to pay me.
That's funny. That was my theory
exactly.
earlier.
He said it
I didn't
earlier.
Know if that was real
he
or not, said, but if you that, say it is, it is.
I don't know earlier. If it is. I'm not an administrator, so I don't know that. But okay. I know that there's been less movement. You know, there's been – as there's more parity, there's less reason, too. You know, I mean, everybody's on the hot seat, but an AD sitting there going, okay, wait a second. So you're telling me I'm gonna fire this guy, and if I fire him, every player on my team can walk out the door within 30 days. And so they're like, well, I don't want to have to pay everybody an extra pay raise. The pay raises they would pay on the 30 days of guys navigating the portal would way outweigh that buyout they had to pay on that coach.
Right.
Kirby, I know because we were having fun with the whole thing as far as not naming who the starter is, and we had fun with Everett about are you the starting corner and all those different things. No, I'm not. I still have to earn it, and I know that's a big part of what you believe in. But your quarterback room in general, because you were talking about young and youth and all this, your quarterback room is just along with that youth also.
Yeah, a bunch of babies in there. I mean, Puglisi feels like he just got here, you know, and he's the guy that's battling with Gunner. And he was here last year, but he didn't get much reps in the spring. He had an injury, and then he didn't get a ton of reps in the fall. So, you know, we go into the year very different than years past. I mean, we had a Carson, Brock, Gunner year where it felt like all three of them were old. And then Brock disappeared, and it was Carson and Gunner. And now Gunner seems old, but he's new, and then everybody underneath him is really young.
I've heard you say a couple times that last year was the best coaching job that you and your staff have done. Why do you say that?
Easily. Because, number one, the schedule we had to navigate.
Yes.
Number two, winning the toughest conference in the world to win. Okay. And number three, going on the road and doing what we did. And I thought our staff managed that incredibly well, and our staff did an awesome job.
How about the big boys up front, Kirby? I mean, because that's been the staple of most teams since, you know, whatever, as far as the trenches. You talk about this conference, it's all about the trenches. How is that going with you? Because you do have youth up front on both sides of the line.
Yeah, it's going to be a new year, man. We feel like we had a lot of vets on the offensive line that are just gone. There's tons of starts. And I don't know how big a talent drop-off it's going to be as much as it is an experience drop-off. And then D-line, same way. I mean, Warren Brinson and Nas Stackhouse were around forever. Throw Mike Hill and Ty in there. They were there forever. And now you've got a lot of new guys. And I don't know. It's just going to be a really different kind of year in terms of the offensive and defensive line. There's just new faces, and I'm hoping that maybe they play harder. You know, maybe they play with more passion, fire, and energy and get an opportunity to do that.
Have you – we didn't get a chance to hear the media availability earlier as we've been on the air. We'll hear it later. But is there a message? Is there a motto? Like a couple years ago it was be the hunter, not the hunted. Yeah. What is it for this year's team?
I wouldn't say there is one. I mean, if anything, it's we're trying to play with fire, passion, and energy, and I want to see that. I want to see it, like, tangible. I want to see it in, like, your movements. But not so much a mantra. It's just show me how much you care. Don't come here and just say you're going to collect a check, because we're going to keep it moving if you do.
Last one for me, Kirk. Kirk, do you feel like you guys – and I know you don't, but I'm going to ask this anyway, because this I'm not a media guy, but this is a media guy question, all right? So,
right.
So take it like that.
Wow.
Do you feel like you're underdogs? Do you feel like you're underrated right now, not talked about right now?
I feel like we're not talked about. I don't know if I feel like we're underdogs. You know, I mean, when somebody says, oh, well, they predicted y'all to win the SEC, or they predicted Texas to win this. I mean, that's obvious. They do that every year. They're going to pick, you know, whoever won it the year before. So maybe slept on, not talked about, but I don't know if underdogs is the right role or not.
Final one from us, and again, thanks for the time. We appreciate it, as always. Yep. With the anniversary, everybody out there would love to be coached by Kirby. Most people don't get to be. A lot of husbands listening. What would you tell the newly married, the young husbands in the audience?
Oh, boy. It'll never be the same, brother. Hey, you better get your guys trip on the calendar early, boy.
This man's sweating over here. That question ain't you got it. He's sweating over here.
You better get the guys tripping the guys weekend on the calendar early. Early. Mow that lawn, baby.
Thank you, Kirby.
Hey, Kirby, appreciate
Thank
it,
y'all.
Baby.
Good talking to you, Sir Randy.
Whatever, man. Bye, man. Good luck, Coach. I'll talk to you later
Thank
on.
Thank you.
Now, Kirby is always so good with Randy and Andy as well, but you can just tell that Randy and Kirby play together, and it just also feels like, and maybe I get caught in the moment every year. I feel like every year I hear probably since 21, since they won that title, feels like Kirby is much more relaxed at media days and these types of events, and it's really. I know you guys know this about me. I'm not a Georgia guy, but it's hard not to love Kirby and appreciate him and respect exactly the way he handles his business.
Well, I think he's become a different guy since winning the first title, not to mention the second. I just think there are so many questions he no longer has to answer, not even only on behalf of him, but on behalf of some of the coaches before him who had very good Georgia teams and couldn't get it done. I think you're just looked at with a different reverence at that point, as you would expect any national championship coach to have, and I think he's fully run with that. I'm fascinated by some of these comments that he made. Hearing him puts me back into the mood. Now I think Georgia's the best team in the SEC to begin with. Not sure about the name, because I haven't yet seen what Ohio State can do, and their team I got my eye on.
Well, we should do a poll.
1A, 1B. the fact that he said that they're young on the line, but he's not sure there's any drop-off in talent, I think is fascinating. Because he can work around youth. He can himself manage a game around lack of experience. But the fact that he believes the talent is there is interesting. The fact that he said, hey, these guys, it's not just that they haven't, and this is what he said, that these guys have accomplished nothing. That ties into the fact that they're not getting first-round shouts like the guys before them. And I think there's that natural motivation that comes along with it. This may be as motivated a Georgia team as we've seen.
There was definitely a drop-off last year in talent and the offensive line. I mean, I know that there was two guys that were drafted, and both of them might start this year in the NFL, but that line was near as good as it was last year. So it's just one of those deals where they have to kind of replenish that and bring it back, because you've got to have the trenches to be elite in the SEC to win. And nationally, on a national level, you saw that last year.
It's what made the difference in all of the games that they either won significantly, like that Texas game where they were manhandling Texas's line, or lost significantly when Notre Dame got after them.
And we got a guy that's now here that manhandled a guy that Jalen Walker manhandled, the left tackle for Texas, whose name mm-hmm. escapes me, who was literally drafted before him and in a spot that many thought Jalen would be at.
I want to say Taylor, is that right? No. I forgot too.
I don't know.
I'm not worried about him anymore. We're worried about
We will be, because I think he went to New Orleans. Kelvin Banks. And he went to New Orleans, Dylan. So, you know what? We get to see that matchup for years to come. That's what's great about it.
Well, and clearly we are ready to kick off the football season here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Live coverage is happening all week from SEC Media Days from downtown Atlanta. Join us through Thursday as we broadcast live from the epicenter of the college football world. We're going to continue to have interviews. You just heard Kirby Smart. We're going to interview players and coaches from your SEC school, your favorite SEC school. And each night at 6 o'clock, Chris Goforth will bring you a one-hour wrap-up. It's SEC Media Days live from downtown Atlanta on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And coming up next, Sauce Gardner got an extension. We're going to cover that. And Abe is going to do a super early version of Mic'd Up. He's going to attempt something tonight that's just ridiculous, in my opinion.
Dumb.
Dumb. Stupid. We'll cover.
Wow.
That's it. Saved by the Bell. Come on. We'll cover that. Next is the Morning Shift, live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift and we are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. Bo is here. Abe is in for Mike today. I'm Allie Mack. And the Falcons have announced that they are going to be wearing their throwback uniforms for three games this season. Are you guys excited about this?
I'm always excited about them because I like them, and the new uniforms are less than ideal that they've had to wear since 2020. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm curious. It's interesting to me that they chose to wear one of the dates is, I believe, 12-11, which is in Tampa. That's a Thursday night game. I understand on Thursday night they wore them last year on a Thursday night game against Tampa, which was at home. But the fact that they're choosing to wear them on the road, I do not know this yet, but I wonder if that's a creamsicle day.
Yeah, so Tampa's also wearing their throwbacks, but not the white throwbacks they showed yesterday. They're wearing their creamsicle throwbacks. They announced that a couple weeks ago.
Well, so what I would – so both teams are going to be wearing their – Falcons will be wearing their black, unless the Falcons came out with the white one, with a white throwback, which I know they're not going to do. I don't think that's a possibility. But that would be awesome if they were white throwbacks.
Don't quote me on this. I think I saw yesterday that they were not going to be in white tops.
I assume they wouldn't be, but I think it would be awesome if they were. You know, there's a lot of talk about And everybody's got an opinion on what the Falcons jersey should be next, because they're clearly going to change soon, as soon as I think they're allowed. And it's a whole thing. If you don't know how the rule goes, you have to ask the league 2 years in advance. And you can be denied to change your uniforms. But that said, I would love the 80s helmet. I don't love this red helmet. I think it's nice, but I like the 80s red helmet.
Ooh, hot take, without, Squid.
No, I like the red helmet. I like the one without the gold stripe better, the one that they wore in the 80s.
Yeah.
I also like the silver breeches, like they wore when they went to Back in Black, and they wore in the 80s with the red helmet. The 80s uniform is what I want, is what I'm saying. I want a red, a black, then the white, with the silver pants and the red helmet without the gold stripe. That's, what to me, the perfect Falcons uniform.
Yeah, we talked about this on one of the other shows I was on. Like, it just doesn't have to be this difficult. And it's not just a Falcon thing. There's so many fan bases that have, like, a preferred jersey or a throwback that they're like, this is what we should wear, our team should wear, week in, week out. And the Falcons are among those. I don't understand. I know there's desire to look sharper and sell more jerseys and new this, new that. But, like, there's just so many teams that love what they used to look like, and it shouldn't be this difficult to get going what the fan base desires.
I'm trying to stop short of throwing anybody under the bus or sounding like I am, but this is where people who have no – you bring in people who have no – they're new or something there, and they don't know – They don't, and I say history because it's a loose word into some teams, but they don't know the history. They don't know what what the fans prefer, and they go to whoever the licensor is, like Nike, and they're like, here's kind of what I'm thinking, and Nike will give you three or four concepts, and you pick, right? Never thinking about the history of that team or doing a poll with the fans of what their favorite old school jersey or what they would like. So this is what happens when you bring in people that, and it's just, I feel the same way when you bring in people to radio markets that have no ties to the city. Like, they don't, they're going to do what they think works in a different city or what they want, and they don't take in, and I think that's bad business. I mean, that to me, bringing a guy, if you're going to do a new uniform that a group, maybe two or three people, where there's a tiebreaker that kind of knows what the fan base likes.
Yeah.
And I went on a rant, but that's sometimes what we need to do.
I mean, at some point, I'm going to pick your brain about that radio critique there, because I find that pretty interesting. But the New York Jets have had another major contract extension. Sauce Gardner is getting a four-year, $120 million contract extension.
I think he's a good player. I think he's an overrated player. I think he's very handsy. He holds, and he gets away with a lot of holding. This makes the A.J. Terrell contract look like a freaking steal now. And just, 12 months ago, Abe, everyone was up in arms out. Well, we should have waited. We should have let him play out his contract. No, because that's dumb. That's how you overpay. That is just ridiculous thought price. This whole wait and see stuff is how you end up overpaying for players. I get the
or
Jets.
How you lose players.
Exactly. And I will say this. I give the Jets credit. They're not overpaying for when it comes to the end of the day, and when you get to this time next year, you're going to feel like they didn't overpay for Garrett Wilson. They didn't overpay for Sauce Gardner.
This was my take on A.J. Terrell at the time, and it's still my take, is that the Falcons did what they had to do to keep him and to extend him, and in 2 years we're going to be looking at it like it's a value contract, and it's headed down that path.
It's already there. He's not even in the top five now.
It is, but it's going to continue to be reset, this market, as other guys end up getting their deals. And so, any time that there's a group, and we've seen this with receivers recently too, anytime there's a group of guys who are coming to reset the market, pass rushers as well, we don't have to worry about that yet, but anytime you could be the first one, make your guy happy, you're now the highest paid, this or that, in the NFL, 4 months later, you're number five on the list, number four on the list. A year later, you might be out of the top 10.
Yeah, that's where AJ's at now.
Be the first team, if you know that guy's there, be the first team to do the extension, make them the highest paid, and in 4 months, it's a value.
Well, let's talk about another extension. The Kansas City Chiefs guard Trey Smith got a four-year, $94 million contract extension. That makes him the highest paid interior lineman in NFL history.
Yeah, I, again, same idea. I think they're going to eventually keep resetting this market too. But this is a guy, and this is an offense with the Chiefs. When you still have franchise quarterback Patrick Mahomes, you got to do everything you can to protect him. You lost the Super Bowl. You got manhandled, Bo, in the Super Bowl because your offensive line wasn't good enough. This guy's the one guy last year you felt okay about. They're bringing him back. They're keeping him. This is not like a dynasty. I don't want to call it a dynasty because they probably still have to win one or two more, but like they're trying to keep this together knowing the Kelce thing's coming off the books probably soon.
Yeah, and they're also trying to protect the biggest asset in the NFL right now, which is Patrick Mahomes.
By the way, what's his contract at now? Is it still 50?
Did
they keep redoing it?
They redid it, I think, after the 23 season. I feel like he probably gets a new contract every 2 years, which is fine. I mean, he's never leaving Kansas. I don't see Patrick Mahomes ever leaving there.
Well, and before we get into Abed Up, which is coming up momentarily, Abe is doing something a little bit ridiculous tonight. He'll explain in a moment. I do want to mention that Tampa Bay Rays got the okay to host games at Steinbrenner Field if they get in the playoffs. Are they on track to do that right now?
They're fourth in the AL East, but they're only like 5 games back. But it's a crazy tight roll between the Blue Jays, who are red hot, the Yankees, who are struggling, the Red Sox, who are red hot, and then the Rays. But the Rays are getting healthier, so I could see them making a run. I think Junior Caminero just stepped up, and he's probably going to be due for a pretty big second half as well. They're going to be in a battle for it, no doubt about it.
Yeah, they're a franchise that will be good for two and a half, maybe 3 years, and then they'll sell. Mm-hmm. Basically, they won't. Speaking of not re-signing players, they'll trade them or they'll let them walk, and then they'll redo it, but they're never.
I think they're in active discussions for being sold, like this week.
No, I'm talking about selling their players.
Oh, the players.
Yes,
yeah.
they are in active discussions. I think $1.7 billion was the number I saw that they might sell for, and that number would definitely be higher if I don't know they had a home. You know, maybe if the city of St. Pete or Tampa would have gotten whatever that they were supposed to, you know, that they've been trying to get done for years. Because to be honest, their home before it was ravaged by tropical storms or hurricane was not ideal.
Right. It wasn't ideal. Well, I'm the one on the morning shift today that's struggling a little bit because I was out at the All-Star game last night. Little lack of sleep. I know it's champagne problems because now I'm at SEC Media Days. What a life. But tomorrow, the guy sitting to my left, Abe Gordon, will be on the struggle bus.
Mic'd Up, a.k.a. Abed Up, this week is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo Cafe's 13 Atlanta area locations. When's the last time either of you guys pulled an all-nighter? Bo, I know you recently just had a child, and has there been an all-nighter either during that process or since? Allie, did you consider an all-nighter at any point last night?
No, because that just sets you up for failure. So I got 2 hours of sleep.
So do you even remember the last time you went all-nighter?
Probably college. College.
Football season. I'm pretty positive.
Not a sleep on plane guy?
I can never really fall asleep. Yeah. I remember when we came home from London. I walked in the studio at 5:57.
Yeah.
I walked in our office and I did not sleep at all because there was a lot of things going on that flight. That was a busy. I'm not a great at sleeping on flights these days. So normally, football season we have a night game or a West Coast game.
Yeah, when we're done here, I'm obviously going to take a nap as I do after the morning shift. I've got Atlanta United duties tonight, pregame, postgame. So I probably won't get out of the stadium till a little after 11, somewhere around 11:30.
Okay.
I get home maybe 11:45, 11:50. I'll have to take Chipper for a walk. That puts me a little bit past midnight. My alarm goes off for this show at 3:45, something like that.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go for a long run.
Why?
I think I'm
going to
go
this?
For a long run at like midnight, and I need to get a long run in. I'm training for Alien Half in a couple of weeks, and
where's that at? Tell
it's her. In Roswell, Riverside Park. It's a half marathon. They also have
the
a 5K.
Area 13.1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I need to get a long run in this week, and I don't know when else I was going to do it unless I really want to deal with just the hottest parts of the day.
That's true.
I can't sleep after United games anyways. Like, even on Saturday nights when I come home, like, I'm up till like 1:30, maybe 2 o'clock. And so instead of just laying there kind of amped up from post-game duties, figured I'd two birds, one stone this thing and hit a long run. The sun will be down, so it might help out from that perspective. And so I think I'm going to go for like 10, maybe more if I magically am feeling okay.
Well, first of all,
10 miles tonight.
You're 10 miles.
At like 10 miles at like 12:30 in the morning.
That's so dumb.
1 a.m.
I'm a crazy person, so that actually sounds refreshing to me. I'm just jealous that you can because of the safety issues. Like, I cannot go running.
No. The other thing that I might do that you definitely can't do, I haven't done it during the day, I might go sans shirt.
Oh, man.
And you definitely can't do that.
No.
Man, what dude, you're asking for it.
What is an unrested Abe Gordon like? What are we looking forward to?
I work very good on little sleep. This is obviously it'll catch up eventually. I am strong on little sleep.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
I mean, you can decide tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
on
see.
Y'all.
Self-proclaimed strong on little sleep.
I mean, well, I'll bring it.
We will see tomorrow.
We'll see.
Abe, good luck to you. Hit that 10 miles. I actually do think that sounds refreshing because I'm crazy like you. But coming up, we are at SEC Media Days, and today we've got four more schools that we're going to hear from: Alabama, Mississippi State, Florida, and Oklahoma. We're going to preview them next. This is the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.